Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. On my recent trip to Israel, I had the great pleasure of visiting the Nazareth Village. This site in the heart of Nazareth is designed to replicate the first century village of Nazareth, the village that Jesus would have grown up in. If you are traveling to Israel, I would strongly encourage you to visit this unique and very enlightening spot. One of the, for lack of a better word, exhibits that caught my attention was the wine press. There it was, just chiseled out of rock in the side of a hill. It was a flat, circular surface, and the grapes would have been collected and brought to the wine press at the end of the summer or the beginning of autumn. For a few days, they would have sat under the hot sun, which would have begun the fermentation process and would have increased its sugar content. The grapes would then have been put on this flat surface, and the family would have tread upon them in bare feet so that the juice would squirt out and roll down channels carved into the rock so that it could be collected in a vat. Now, some scholars believe that certain psalms of joy were sung to a cadence which aided in the stomping of the grapes. These songs of joy were sung because of the fruit of the vine. It was a symbol of joy in the Bible. The juice was gathered and poured through linen cloths into storage jars. This process ensured that all unclean insects would have been removed from the fruit of the vine. Now, I think this helps us to understand Jesus' words in Matthew 23, verse 24, where he says, "Some Pharisees strain a gnat, but swallow a camel." Pharisees would often use a linen cloth kept in their pockets to strain any wine offered to them. Such were their purity and dietary scruples. In the Holy Scriptures, the wine press has a double meaning. The stomping vat is an image of divine judgment, while the collection of the fruit of the vine is seen as a symbol of joy, a cup that overflows. In Isaiah 63, verses 2 and 3, we hear of the Mighty One who is able to save, saying, "Why are your garments red like the garments of the one treading the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone. From the nations no one was with me. I trampled them in my anger, and I trod them down in my wrath. Their blood spurted on my garments, and I stained all my clothing." What a fearsome picture of judgment. Similar horrific imagery is employed by John in Revelation chapter 14, verses 18 and 20. This also describes the terrible events of judgment on those who reject God's Messiah. But the wine press is also a place of great joy. Amos chapter 9, verse 13 describes what will happen when God restores the fallen house of David by sending his saving Messiah. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when the reaper will be overtaken by the plowman, and the planter by the one treading grapes. New wine will drip from the mountain and flow from all the hills." And Joel chapter 2, verse 24 notes that all who repent and trust in God's mercy, their vats will overflow with new wine and oil. The winepress speaks words of law and gospel to us even today. This device used regularly in ancient Israel was suited to warn the proud and the arrogant that God's severe judgment was soon to fall upon them, and they would be as helpless as the grapes under the feet of those treading on them. But for those who repent and trust in God's mercy, delivered to us through Jesus Christ our Savior, then joy would be ours. Joy, as in the abundant harvest of the fruit of the vine. God's salvation in Jesus really does make our hearts glad. Let us pray. Gracious Father, May your word of law convict us and kill us. And may your word of gospel bring us to new life and give us great joy, joy as at the harvest of the grapes. We pray, Lord, that we would indeed be there at the wedding feast of the Lamb, celebrating with great joy. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.